Day interviewed Sarah Edge and Pamela Whittaker on the Body Social Feminism Performance Protest event that's being hosted by the ESRC Festival of Social Science on November 6th. We discussed their research examining how the body can be employed as a form of resistance in art practice. Sarah Edge will re-examine the history of feminist performance art and link this to post-feminist concepts. Pamela Whittaker will talk about her work on public practice art therapy in civic spaces, outdoor studios within cultural contexts. So could you just start by telling me a little bit about the event?
The event is part of the Festival of Social Sciences in Northern Ireland, and that is run in collaboration with Queen's University and Ulster University. And the event that myself and Pamela have put on is really one which is growing out of our interest in the body, empowerment, feminism, and really what that might mean in a contemporary context. And we are Pamela is an art psychotherapist, and I am an academic with a history in media studies, art history, performance art, who is retraining to be an art psychotherapist. And I have worked in the past with Rosie Martin and Joe Spence, who are world renowned for their work in phototherapy. So we decided to put this event together where myself and Pamela could talk about our own research, but also we could bring over such an influential and important practitioner in terms of an artist, feminist artist, very strong background, who's also moved into counselling and the use of phototherapy in a counselling context, Rosie Martin, who has an international reputation. So the event is in the morning profiling my research and Pamela's research and Rosie's research, and in the afternoon we have a theory into practice workshop where Rosie will run a really practical based workshop on how you might use photography in an empowering context, both say in terms of counseling, community work, etc.
Wow, that's incredible. How did you get to where you are now? Like, can you tell me about your research and all that kind of stuff?
I'm in my 50s, okay? And I trained as a fine artist. I did a master's in the social history of art with some of the kind of key feminist academics at the period, Griselda Pollock. And I then went on to be a feminist performance artist, so a live artist, with doing issue-based work, so performing in relation to the miners' strike, Greenham Common, etc. So I've always been an activist and believed in the importance of art engaging with issues of diversity and inequality. I was an exhibitions curator and curated a lot of feminist exhibitions, black artist exhibitions in the 1980s, as well as doing my own work. It was a very strange time where feminists really took on loads of roles. So you were an artist, you were a curator, you were a writer, you were an editor of magazines. It wasn't kind of clearly defined roles in the way it might be in contemporary society. So I came to Northern Ireland in 91, and actually because of my background, I got a job teaching media studies. So I've been teaching in media studies in Ulster for nearly 30 years, teaching feminist theory on media literacy and the impact of the media on women's self-image. So I decided really to take a bit of a career change and become a therapist because I really believe that, it's incredibly empowering to understand that some of the issues women have are not individual ones, but they're cultural ones.
Wow, that's fantastic. I wish I could go to this event.
Calm down. Do you know Rosie Martin? Do you know Rosie Martin's work or Joe Spence's work?
I do not.
Okay. Well, Joe Spence sadly passed away from cancer, but she is internationally known for her work, and Rosie Martin as well. Honestly, I think, you know, me and Pamela are great too, but, you know, really, this is just, I think it's a one-off opportunity, actually, for, in terms of seeing the amazing work that Rosie Martin does.
It's on Wednesday, November 6th. You probably know that from the event parade.
Yeah.
Sounds anyway, Pamela.
Fantastic.
We get Pamela to talk about her.
So Arlo, my background is that I trained in political science and then became an art therapist and really have been working, connecting experiences of physicality, experiences of being in the world with artistic practice. And so whereas typically when we think of art therapy or psychotherapy or counseling, we think of a room maybe with two people, maybe a small group, that's private, that's contained, that's confidential. And I'm really interested in meeting places within public spaces. So the whole idea of a public practice art therapy within festivals, galleries, libraries, parks, public thoroughfares. And for me, the body social is about inclusiveness, making room for every body within open studios. And where the art is made not from just materials that we buy from the shop or traditionally what we understand as art materials, but materials from the very midst of life or midst of our surroundings. So including found objects, including performative works, but always in public spaces. And that these groups are, in just the way that Sarah has mentioned, about narratives that have a social commentary, that we will just talk about personal issues, they become political issues. So that classic personal is political within feminism is a theme for us. The whole idea of reaching out and inviting in, it's a feminist methodology for me, and studios also not being withdrawn and away from life as it's lived in society, but studios of interaction with people that can promote an equality agenda or be a social forum.
That is incredible. You're both incredible. So are you both, you're both professors at the Ulster University?
No, Sarah's a professor. I'm just a lecturer. I'm a professor, what I've called a professor of photography and cultural studies. Apparently.
And Pamela, what do you lecture on?
Art therapy.
Oh, great.
We have an MSc in art therapy, soon to be called art psychotherapy at Ulster University. And we are on the Belfast campus. We're in the Belfast School of Art, which is located in the Cathedral Quarter of Belfast, which is the arts district right in city centre Belfast.
That's great. That is all the questions I have for you guys. Is there anything you'd like to add about yourself or the event?
I think one of the things that is quite interesting is that I'm a student on this course. So me and Pamela are working together, and she's a lecturer in art therapy, and I'm a student in art therapy. So that's really quite an interesting feminist dynamic, actually, there, I think. Like, on a really practical level.
Yeah,
does that make any sense?
You're both helping and empowering each other.
Yeah. So there's not that traditional power relationship at all. And that would be something, I think, that really does go throughout the course. The women on the course are all really, you know, just really professional, amazing women with lots of years, honestly, behind them in different areas where they're bringing this into art therapy.
That is...
And I think I'd just add to that,
Arlo, that we have a very interesting teaching practice within the course that is unusual within our therapy, but I think unusual within universities, is that we look at our cultural partners, our neighborhood, our partnerships with activist organizations, with organizations who are offering care and mental health and support services as collaborators, so that the expertise is not within the teaching staff or within the university, but is in these multiple locations of expertise and activism who we extend the whole idea of team teaching. And I think that that cutting edge-ness sometimes is really, really helpful, because activists are creating theory and practice in the making around us that the university needs to access and students need to access. So we're always seeking out opportunities outside of the university itself. So the body social is really, coming to terms as, it's another term for society, of being activists in society. So we try and create that activism within the course and within our teaching, and using contemporary art. Belfast School of Art, we're in the Belfast School of Art proper, is exploring how contemporary art practices can reach out, but also, use the body in really innovative ways, spoken word, performance art, land art, even protests as an art form have been utilized in Belfast by women.
Thank you so much. This is going to be a great event. I'm going to try and make it there, and thank you for talking with me.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Arlo. Bye.
Bye.